In the beginning of Parashas Vayera, we see Avram involved in the mitzvah of Haknosas Orchim. He sees three angels dressed up as people, and he goes out, Echok Paslachem, and he takes bread, he makes it for them, a whole big meal, him and Sarah. And it says, Yukach Nama Amayim, Rashi writes, Ayidei Shliach. He sent his servant, or he sent Eliezer, to go ahead and do it. So the Gemara tells us in Baba Metzia that Midah Kenegan Midah, that because when it came to Pas Lechem, Avram did it himself, so therefore the Jewish people was Zocha to the Mamina Shamayim directly from God, and because he sent the Shliach, since he did the water, the Shliach, so therefore we didn't get the water directly, we had to get it through a rock, hitting the rock. So we point out that it's not a punishment or an onesh, it's a natural consequence that Maisa Ava Sima Labanim. So the yisod in life is that things we do ourselves have a much more direct influence. The more effort we put into something, the more it remains. That's the whole discussion. Do we have a neshama yisera? We all agree we have a neshama yisera on Shabbos. So machokas rishonim. Do you have a neshama yisera on Tosis? Machokas Tosis and the Rashbam. So the shaila is, according to the opinion, I think the Rashbam, that we have no neshama yisera. In other words, the shaila is, when Yentav falls out after Shabbos, we don't make besamim. So we don't make, on Shabbos we make besamim because we're losing the neshama yisera. If Shabbos goes into Yentav, we don't, that implies on Yentav we still, it shows we retain on the neshama yisera. So therefore we have a neshama yisera on Yentav. Tova says no, because we have a sudas Yentav, so that's much better than smelling something. So the kasha is, according to the Rashbam, that if we have a neshama yisera on Yentav, so how come when Yentav is over, we don't make besamim? So that's the yisod of the Avne Nezer, his son quotes from Shem Yishmur, because the difference between Shabbos and Yentav. Shabbos is the Kedusha comes by itself. So easy come, easy go. When Shabbos is over, that's it. The neshama leaves, and we need to take it a good smell to come keep us going. But when it comes to Yentav, it's Mekadesh Yisrael Ba'azmanim, since we brought the Kedusha, so we brought the Kedusha, it sticks around. So on Shabbos, when Shabbos is over, since we didn't, it came by itself, the Kedusha, so it leaves right away. So therefore we need the Besamim, but the Mekadesh Yisrael Ba'azmanim, it sticks around. So too here, the same Yisod, what they're saying is Avram Avinu, when he did something directly, so it's so great that a natural consequence, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us directly. But when it comes to doing a Maisa indirectly, we send someone else, so it's not going to have the same impact, and therefore we only got it indirectly. So that's how some want to point out, based on the Gemara of Amitzia, what the pshat is, that why by the man we got the, since Avram did serve the bread directly, we get man directly. But since he sent the message, and when it came to the Mayim, Yukach Nama Mayim, so therefore later on, the act itself wasn't great enough, and therefore we only got it indirectly, and the Musar Haskel is for us, when we do things directly, we put in the effort, so it sticks around, like in Neshama Yisera on Yantif. But in the Shema Yisera and Shema, it's easy come, easy go. And that's what the Meshech Chachman discusses in many other places as well, by Har Sinai as well. That's why the Kedusha lost right away, because once the Jewish people left, the Kedusha went off, because it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the general Yisod in life. The more effort you put into something, the more meaningful it is, and the longer it's going to last.